So here we come to one of the ironies of Purim, which is that on the one hand, our entire observance of Purim is meant as a kind of a refutation to Haman's indictment of Yeshnoam Echad Mefuzar Mefurad Bein Hamim, that the Jews are fracturous, divergent people, and as a result, all the things that we do really relate to establishing community. Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eh was certainly Matanos L'Avyonim, the idea of a Seuda, but especially the way the Rambam presents the Seuda, apropos his comments in Hilchos Yantiv, that it's an opportunity to get together and invite people. Mikra Megillah and Berovam Hadras Melech certainly relates to that. And so at the heart of the Purim moment is this great dialectic. On the one hand, it's clearly meant to emphasize the theme of Achdus, and on the other hand, we have the Kayemis Yimei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizmanehem Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem. So that itself should strike us as highly ironic to begin with. Now, part of this emerges from the story itself, right? Fact is that the Jews in Shushan fought for another day. It wouldn't make sense for them to celebrate Purim on Yadalid, so we could understand that. One of the questions that we're not going to deal with now, as we read these two halachos, is why the other cities that are walled should follow Shushan. There is no explicit logic for that, right? The Shushan had an extra day of fighting, but why should all the Arim HaMukafim Mechoma, what we call the Krachin, follow Shushan's lead? If you want to see one theory about that, see the Malbim has a very extensive and intricate theory as to why there was kind of a miracle in the other Arim HaMukafim Choma. But be that as it may, let's read the Rambam inside.
I'd
like to make one comment. Ezeu zman kriyasa zmanim harbe tiktu lachachamim shenemar bizmanehem ve'eluhin zmane kriyasa kol medina shaitim bukefes chomim yemei Yehoshua benun bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz aval pi shein la'achshav choma karin b'tesva ba'adar medina zohi anikres krach v'chom medina shelo esem bukefes chomim mos Yehoshua ve'aval pi shein bukemes ata karin b'yadalad Medina zo hanikres ir Shushan abira afal pi shalois and mukeves choma bimei Yehoshua benun. That's inescapable. Karin b'tesvav shebaha yanes shenemar v'noach v'chamisha sarbo. V'lama talu adabar bimei Yehoshua kidei lachol kavod l'aretz Yisrael shaisa chareva be'oso azman. After all, what's the one direct reference we have in the Megillah to Eretz Yisrael? When Mordechai is introduced, it says imagula asher haglasa im yichonya melech Yehuda. Right? We read it in Eichatrap. If you want to say v'chelim mechelim shonim, Eretz Yisrael is, of course, as the Rambam says, chareva be'oso azman kidei shiu korin kivnei shushan v'yach shavil ki iluhin krachna mukafin choma afal pi shen ata charevin hoil v'hayu mukafin b'mei Yehoshua korin v'tesvav v'yihya. This is the important line. Zikaron la'aretz Yisrael b'neis zeh. Even though, unfortunately, the neis was, you know, in chutz la'aretz, nonetheless, it's as if we're rejiggering what happened and saying everything should really depend on Shushan, right? Now, again, there's a question as to why the Arim Mukaf and Choma should follow Shushan. But once you make that assumption, so it should clearly be Arim Mukaf and Choma mimos Achashverosh, you know, Shushan as the kind of a template. But we're saying, you know, it's as if, right, everything is taking place mimos Yehoshua benun kidei lachlo kavod la'aretz Yisrael. Now, I'd like to just connect this very fascinating and, to be candid, somewhat peculiar halacha with the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Yud Aleph. Because there the Gemara wants to know, why is it that we don't say halal on Purim? We know that the Rambam paskins like the Dei HaKriyasa Zohilula. One of the other suggestions that the Gemara makes is that Purim has a kind of a tragic aspect to it, Akase Avdei Achashverosh Anan. But then there's a third view in the Gemara, which is Neisha B'chutz La'aretz Lo Omrim Shira. And that there's a great sensitivity to the fact that Purim is a neis shebechutz la'aretz. And it seems to me that the Rambam, in his language, is relating directly to that line in the Gemara by saying, "Kidei she'azikaron la'aretz Yisrael b'neis zeh." That in this neis, which was outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, you know, whatever victory the Jewish people experienced cannot be said to relate to the overall triumph of the Jewish people, which has to be localized and rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Yilchu mechayel el chayel yeira'e el Elohim b'tzion, right? That, of course, is our ultimate barometer. So it was important in terms of upgrading our observance of Purim to make it very clear, Kidei Shia Zikara on the Eretz Yisrael B'nei Seh. But let me make one final point. I think for the Rambam, this has particular relevance, because let's not forget, Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Megillah, okay, the Rambam says, Hadvarim Yiduim Shehem Takanas HaNeviim. When the Rambam, of course, explained in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, the background to Hanukkah, he said, Chazra Malchus L'Yisrael Yoser Mimasayim Shana Ad Achorban HaSheni, right, Hanukkah, right, there's no need for such justification. It's Muvan Me'elav, as the Rambam states so clearly, that a major part of the celebration is the restoration of Jewish sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael.